Brian Houseworth here at the Kirkpatrick Building with a gentleman I've known for almost 30 years, former state senator, former state rep, now the senior member of the dean of the congressional delegation, Congressman Lacy Clay. Great to see you.
Good to see you, Brian, and thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. You have filed for re-election today. You're filing for re-election to the 1st Congressional District. Pretty much a lot of your platform has stayed the same, including criminal justice reform.
Yes, it has, and this I'm running for my 11th term, but this year I think is more important than previous ones. And when you talk about criminal justice reform, you also have to talk about gun violence in urban and suburban areas, and that's been the focus of my legislative agenda this year and going forward. And that's what I'm listening to.
Yeah.
From presidential candidates on down, what kind of firearm policies do you believe in? Which firearm policies will you be promoting? And that's the case I make to my colleagues on an almost daily basis. Urban and suburban Missouri is so much different than rural Missouri when it comes to accessibility to dangerous firearms.
The other thing that's going on in your district, and it's happened in your district, sometimes people have witnessed murders, and they come forward, a couple more teenagers, they were going to testify, they were murdered. And that's not a partisan issue, but it's a serious problem.
It's so serious, and I have discussed that issue with our two prosecutors, Kim Gardner as well as Wesley Bell, mm-hmm. and I'm working with them to help them, to help us enhance a witness protection program. If it means that they need a budget item, a line item, to actually protect these witnesses more, mm-hmm. to maybe move them out of town mm-hmm. before a trial mm-hmm. so that they don't get intimidated. And we also need to look at enhancing the penalties for witness intimidation.
Yeah.
And that would better protect these witnesses, would probably get them to come forward. And to testify and get these bad guys off the street.
Yeah. Final question for you. You obviously are in the Democratic Party. Do you think obviously you're one of the senior Democrat, obviously, as I lead into it. But do you think the Democrats will retain control of the U.S. House this coming November?
And, you know, I think Will Rogers said it best. I'm not part of any organized party. I'm a Democrat. But I do think we have a better than average chance of retaining the House. The Senate, I think, is a little bit in flux. We would need to pick up 5 seats, which is always a high bar for a Senate seat. But a lot of it's going to depend on who is at the top of our ticket, what kind of team is there. And at this point, I'm still trying to reach conclusions sure. myself about who I really want to support. I started off endorsing Kamala Harris, and mm-hmm. she dropped out, mm-hmm. so I'm undecided.
Gotcha. I know you're a very busy person, Congressman. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Just filing for my 11th term this year, and look forward to a spirited campaign and a victory. So thanks, and good to see you, Brian.